Welcome to the All Man Podcast, where we're having conversations through the lenses of three different perspectives.
All that shit.
I am the Tony Davis.
Michelangelo the Brand.
And I'm Wayne, hashtag All Man.
Tony, you gonna fuck some shit up every time for the intro. I appreciate that.
Hey man, at least I'm consistent.
That right, I appreciate that. When you're on point, I get nervous.
Do you?
I do.
About?
That then the show ain't gonna be just, he's super focused on the subject matter.
Oh shit.
I'm focused now, I'm just...
Tell Steph to holler at me.
You know, I'm
we had to do this a few times.
Yes, today. We did.
So shout outs first and foremost to all of our consistent listeners. We apologize that we have been out of communication and have not been posting our podcast for the last 3 weeks. And it's because we're working on some very exciting stuff for our YouTube channel. And we were trying to just make sure everything was in order. I know y'all be like, I don't care about none of that shit. Where was the pod? We are back on, and you can start catching us audio on all the streaming platforms just like you have been. But you now can also see us visually on our YouTube channel, All Man Podcast, that you know you'll be able to have access to. We'll have links in our bios as well as on our Instagram page. And just so you guys know as well, if you've been checking out our lives, that is going to be on hold for the moment, and then you know when it makes sense for us to start hopping back on lives, we'll be back on lives. But we do appreciate y'all for maintaining the patience with us while we figure this stuff out.
All right.
For sure. So recently, in the midst of us creating some new content, we'll be doing some reactionary videos to some situations. And one topic in particular I found rather intriguing was we viewed a clip of a young lady speaking about her being wealthy and her requiring a man to make a lot more money than she does in order to be with him. Although she was saying, or quote unquote, that she was already a millionaire, she could take care of herself. But if she was in the market to acquire a mate, then that gentleman would need to have a certain dollar amount. He would also need to have tattoos and a gun.
And be a rapper.
I mean, she wouldn't.
No, a gun. She didn't specifically say, but he had to carry a gun and tattoos and good teeth. I'm not mad at the teeth thing, you know.
And hygiene. And she was 4'11", though, so.
I mean, everybody's taller than
her. Right. Literally everyone. But the odd part about all of this is in the midst of her discussing her preferences, there was a lot of contradictions. But in one of her contradictions, she made mention to that first engagement, that first interaction. She was like, you know, if a guy makes less money than me, I'm going to try him, which we call it test, shit test. But then in that same breath, she said, if that man sets a precedence on that first interaction, that first engagement, that first date, showing his masculinity, like I'm not going to play that shit and humble her, then she would be more receptive to the interaction. But she never made mention of saying, yes, I would. And he still has to make more money than me.
Nah, that means that if she gets humbled, she will, that's just passing the shit test,
yeah,
so to speak. It's just the fact that, you know, she said that she's always going to try a dude who doesn't make as much, or if he doesn't make any money. I think that's what the narrative was. If he doesn't make a lot of money, but he does everything else that she would want, would she be inclined to still mess with him? She was like, nah, he got to be able to pay. And I'm like, well, but you make all the money.
Right. From what you say.
Yeah, but a lot of women are like that. So right. When you hear women saying, oh, he at least got to make as much money as me. Why? Now, if she says for a lifestyle, cool. But if she's making all the money, then what does he need to make money for?
Yeah.
So ultimately, guys really can't be house husbands.
Right. And if we attempt to do that, then we're going to be chastised for it and right. Try it.
Yeah, you're going to be made fun of.
Yeah.
And you're not by your wife. You're not
going
to be. Oh, you won't get a wife with that.
Well, I guess that's the bigger conversation is.
Well, I think you would have a wife if you were already a house husband.
Nah, you won't be a house husband.
Not for long, is what you're saying.
Not ever. I mean, it's rare.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I was going to say is like there's levels to it too, though. Like I think that men who have had success, like if you're a tenured professor, right, and you're making $250,000 a year and respected in society.
You're working at Harvard.
Potentially, okay. Right? You're a respected member of society. I think that there is leverage in that space or in that capacity if your wife is, you know, a model, a supermodel or something. Like, to Tone's point, it's rare. And so, fellas, if you find a woman who...
But you're still making, you know, it can't be dude making 40,000
and she's making $4 million.
Yeah, she's making 900 plus.
Right. It becomes, and I do understand.
Completely
it,
different tax bracket.
Well, and it just becomes difficult to move around. Like, I'm not, when a woman says, like, when I've heard women talk in those terms, like, I can't be with a man who works a 9-to-5 and I'm an entrepreneur. Even though it stings a little bit, I can understand some of their thought process, even though it is illogical. Like, I've had women be like, well, he can't just book a trip to Jamaica the next day. And I'm like, motherfucker, you can't book a trip to Jamaica the next day. If you have a business, if you have a salon, you can't just be like, yo, I'm out.
Did you send me that clip?
I think so.
Yeah, that's terrible. But that's the expectation of, not just of, I wouldn't say of women in real life, because I haven't come across that, but I do think that money matters to the extent that a woman does not feel taken care of or secure if the dude doesn't have discretionary income.
Yeah.
Yeah,
if
but
he doesn't have money that he can just fuck off with.
People also, or women in particular, also associate provisions with lofty assumptions of what that looks like. So if I say I'm a provider, yeah, I can provide you with this,
what you need,
right, just because you don't see that way, or you deem what I provide not to be sufficient, well, we're not compatible anyway,
right?
And that's what I'm saying. I think it takes, you have to understand I think one of our touch points and our slogans is going to be selection process. Mm-hmm. I think that should be our motto going forward. Just because you can find women, these women are out there who say, true, like, fuck the money.
Sure.
True.
I need a man who has high moral character, who is hardworking, who is diligent, who is honorable, who are these things. Now, the caveat, as Wayne would say, is those are rare, right? And so they may not look the way that the mass looks. Because there's plenty, yeah, of chicks who have mass appeal, quote unquote, right? And you'll see them.
Sorry, I was thinking this song.
Right. And you'll see them and you'll be like, oh, but she fine. And then she starts talking about mass production too. Like how everybody else wants a man to be. And it's the Carmen syndrome. Like, for any person who has never seen, you know, the opera.
Ain't seen that shit.
Y'all uncultural motherfuckers. But Carmen Jones, like the character, the main, the protagonist in there has a beautiful wife or a fiance that he's supposed to marry. Carmen comes into the picture, seduces him, and then he leaves the good for the quote unquote exciting.
Right.
And the motherfucker ends up killing Carmen and then going to jail. So you did all of that stuff when you could have just had a great life with a chick who was cute over the chick who was sexy because you were chasing the mass appeal.
80-20.
But yeah, and one process of the things that I'm gonna put up one day, hopefully soon. Not hopefully.
Soon then.
Yeah.
We'll get the date.
Because I'm gonna need your help.
Okay.
Definitely yours.
Put a date on it.
Sure. Next week.
All right.
Is that men chase the 100% too. Like when you hear that 80-20, right, or women want it all. Men do too.
Right.
That's why you cheat.
Mm.
You know what I mean? That's why guys cheat, because they know they have something good here versus just leaving the girl.
Right.
But, you know, oh, buddy, you know, he wind up, yeah, doing the 80-20. But when you do something like that, and I'm speaking from experience, that type of dude lets me know that he's not man enough to take care of a home, to lead a home, to provide security.
Speak on that a little bit more.
You want the exciting.
Right.
Great. Right. I've said it. I say it now.
Right.
But you can't, if you know that you shouldn't be with this person because you want the exciting, or if it's fizzled out in your marriage, like, how do you handle that? And that's a better question for Wayne, because he's had one marriage longer than my two. Not really, but you know,
right,
it's been happier.
Okay.
So a guy who was willing to say, screw this, this is what I really need in my life, or what I'm ultimately going to want to be with, but I'm going to chase this over here because I've done it.
Sure.
Right. I've done it, you know,
I've done
at
it
this
too.
Time recently, which is, you know, we spoke about in another show, which is embarrassing.
Why is it embarrassing?
Because I think that I think I should have known what I wanted so I could move that way. I think there's a lot of guys out there who, in my opinion, aren't what I would consider a man because you're not going based on
your own logic,
yeah,
your moral capacity.
I was waiting for him or to say that logical.
Thank you, man.
Or
we've been being illogical too.
or even
we've
on
been
the
being illogical too.
Yeah.
Just as illogical as women.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yes, definitely.
Even on the point that you were touching on, Tony, is that for one, people, men and women, are trying to chase that 100%, but I think you hit it right on the head when you said that's why people cheat, because essentially you could have 70 at home, that other 30 is out there, so you pursue the 30 and keep the 70.
Right.
Or you could just make the decision to say, I want to go all in. I don't need to be doing this because this is what I want.
I think that you have to get to a point where you understand that in life. Some people are blessed with it, or, you know, don't have a problem, or they never look outside of their lane, which, you know, has been overused, but I don't think people really understand that.
Yeah,
sometimes that could be.
Because you want to, you know, you want to sit at home, like Michael Andrews says, I like to be in the house. You want to sit at home and be with your girl, watch TV and chill. Guys really, you know, I was watching a meme, and I'm going to send it to you guys, about this dude was like, men, you know what men really want? Nothing.
Right.
Right.
In the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, we really don't want anything. But then when, and I think this may be a people thing, I don't think it's just a men and women. When you want that excitement, you want to go out and you chase, you just got to know when to turn it off.
Sure.
And
or to change the chase. Because sometimes it doesn't have to be, like, it doesn't have to be chasing women. Sometimes it can just be chasing the conversation.
Yeah.
Sometimes it can be chasing the, it can be chasing the attraction. Like, You can have a conversation with an attractive woman who you know is interested, and then be like, "Okay, cool. Like, that was fun."
You got to know when to turn it off.
To your point,
and
yes.
If you're not mature enough, like, and I don't mean this in a like, "Oh, you immature piece of crap," because I've gone through it and did not know.
Right.
Like, there's nothing that you can tell me that is gonna say, "Yeah, you knew."
Right.
Yeah. The only
I didn't.
The only caveat that I have to your comparison, Michael Andrew, is that, yeah, you can change the chase, but then it still becomes a chase versus just saying, I'm just changing my journey.
But here's what I'm saying. Here's what I'm saying, though, Wayne. Like, the chase can change completely from women. Because here's the thing that I've started peeping. When you find somebody that is balanced, because I don't believe in finding my better half, like I'm a whole person by myself.
Sure.
But when you find somebody who's your balance, the chase now becomes legacy. The chase can now become like,
let's see how long we can do this together.
And not only just for that, but for like our children, for like my namesake,
yeah, yeah.
Right?
You need that. That should be your purpose.
That's right. That's when you start chasing. Like, I've seen a lot of people who, when I talk to them, they're like, yo, we got married really young. And I'm like, how long you guys been together? They'd be like, yo, we've been together 30 years. And this dude is prestigious.
Sure.
And like, what happened there? He was like, for the first 15 years, I was just working. And that came at a cost with my children, right?
Definitely.
Right.
And at the same time, in their 20s, they started to understand, because my son was going through the same process that I was going through. And there's also some wisdom that comes in the development of teaching, you know, your successor, like, yo, this is what you're going to start dealing with if you get married early, or if you're single and you have some idea of direction for where you want to go. This is what you're going to run into.
Sure.
And that's, I think that everybody doesn't necessarily have the drive. I know I don't. Like, I've had to be honest with myself. You know, the drive comes with having somebody that you're accountable to, whether it's with you guys.
Right.
Like, man, I don't feel like going to the pod on Monday.
I think it's when you really commit. I hear what you're saying, right, Michael Andrew, and I hear what I'm hearing is when you want to like we talk about, oh, man, I don't feel like making that drive. But you're committed to something greater than you.
Right.
Sure.
And, you know, marriage is long-term relationships, that's how I believe that they're supposed to be.
Right.
Where you say, okay, I'm not going to chase what's exciting anymore. Yeah, she got on my nerves, and this chick who I don't know at the office.
Right.
Or walking at the club who's giving me the eye. You don't know her either, and that's the reason why it's exciting, because if you everybody's going to get somebody's nerves at one time. So you got to be able to continue to, like, push through and say, now I got her. I got the girl that I wanted. Right. You got to be – you got to know what you want. Don't waste your time with stuff that you don't want. Now, if it's just for fun, go ahead, have fun. But if it's not something that you want to see forever,
right?
If it's not set up for that majority, that 70%, because what happens is, oh, certain things can be set up. We talk about the 80-20.
Sure.
80% could be, you know, how she grooms herself or something like that. It could be part of that. But another thing could be, oh, we don't mesh well when it comes to leisure time.
Right.
You got to set up your life to where, you know, you get to give yourself the option of, you know, an opportunity to last long.
Right.
But that's also why it's the significance of the phrasing. When you say chase, it means just that. You're chasing something down. You're running it down. Versus when your transformation from the chase to your journey begins, because your journey can be lifelong.
It should be.
It should be. Versus the chase, which is, okay, once I get this, then what?
Right.
You guys ever seen the episode of the Roadrunner and the Coyote? There's an episode where the Roadrunner is not running. He's like letting the coyote catch him, and the coyote does not know what the fuck to do.
Like, he's like, when he gets caught, he ain't know what to do.
Right. He like, what am I supposed to do now?
Yeah. Right. It's the same. The interesting thing is, though, Wayne, in life for a lot of men and for women, but especially when we talk about for men, because we're goal oriented, right?
Sure.
We do something and we're like, all right, once we get these 400,000, you know, subscribers, once we have, you know, all these downloads, we'll be happy then, you know. And we know that now that's not going to be the driving force, man. Right? That's going to be the
product of us doing work.
Yeah. And it's also going to be the tools that can help us on that journey to Wayne's point to our happiness.
Sure.
But there's a lot of people who say, once I get $1 million, man, I'm gonna be happy. And then they win the lottery and they don't realize the stresses that come. Or once I have that hit record.
But you didn't plan, like Wayne said, you didn't plan for after it.
Right.
Right.
So once you got the girl, but now you have to keep her.
But it's also because of the happily ever after syndrome.
Yeah, I agree with that. Just thought about that. independently the other day.
Right. Nobody ever said, we don't have those conversations like, and then Cinderella met the prince and they got married and they lived happily ever after. Like, what the fuck happened after that?
Right.
Right.
That's why I was trying to come up with somebody that was already taken. The name is already taken. But I was thinking about that watching something, and they were reviewing Pretty Woman. And that's why I sent you guys a text. It's like, that can't happen.
Where he comes,
the ratio is very low.
Where he made a whole housewife,
right? You already saw his attitude. Mean you gonna do what I say, do
right?
Yeah.
And she was an independent thinker.
But he was also, the interesting thing about that is he was quietly, whether people recognize it or not, was very manipulative in that space, because everything that he was doing, he was just buying it for quote unquote, like, oh, I got you this gift. Oh, I got you this, and he's grooming her, whether she realizes it or not, and not saying, like, yo, what you like to do? Whatever you like.
Exactly.
Like, that's what he's waiting for.
Yeah.
That's so a I good think, point. You wear what I, you know.
Yeah, like, I got you this. Like, yeah, you can go shopping, but here's where you're going shopping.
Right. He's very controlling.
So, I mean, even in that space, it becomes this conversation of, because I was going to also revisit this as well, when it comes to the chase can be knowing, like, chasing or the journey of understanding your lady. Like, it's been interesting to know people beyond 10 years. So I had a young lady that I knew when she was 19, and she's now 33. She just bought her first house, right? Yep. So I was super excited for her. And it was interesting because there's been a lot of growth and then a lot of stagnation in other spaces. So she's grown and financially and professionally, but there seems like there's some stagnation in her emotional intelligence, her emotional maturity, and how she navigates through that.
It's always weird to me when I see a woman who has a low sense of
emotionality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a sense of self.
Right.
Like, dude, like, you don't realize that you're weird or corny or boring?
But men do the same thing.
They, I don't hang out with dudes like that, so I wouldn't know. You guys are the weirdest dude I hang out with. And I,
we accept it. We accept your weirdness as well. But what I meant to say in that thought was is that there are men that are predicated on success, and they're not doing the work for themselves, for their sense of awareness socially and emotionally.
But that's what I think Michelangelo was saying. Stop me if I'm wrong. Like, you now have a new, I guess, point of origin that you want to,
acquire. A new goal. Because you got to remember, men are purpose driven too. So their goal is the superficial.
Ideally,
element.
They're purpose driven.
Well, no. Regardless, they're always going to be purpose driven. The interesting.
You say they, you mean we.
Well, yes, I mean, we are always me. Yes, we are always going to be purpose driven because the goal is just tip or the baseline for the purpose.
You said tip twice. I didn't like that.
Okay, it's just the foundation or the starting point for purpose. Because if I tell somebody, like you tell, and you hear the story all the time. I just saw an interview with Kyrie Irving, and I've seen it with J. Cole. Like, man, once I get 500 million, you know, streams, I'll be there. Why am I not happy? Because there's no purpose behind the goal. And then once they figured out the purpose behind the goal, now they're still getting those 500 streams. 500 million streams, but even if they don't, they're in a better place.
Yeah.
With Kyrie, he was like, I reached the mountaintop. Like, we run a championship.
Yeah.
And he said, after the party, because that's the thing is, for goals, you're going to celebrate. You're going to want to have and enjoy your accomplishment. And then you're left with what else now?
But it has to be for you.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So the purpose has to then come back into inside you. And I think that's what I'm saying. Like, even when it comes to relationships, it's so easy for us to be like, man, she fine. Oh, she fine. Oh, she's fine. And when we're 22, like 25, 26, right?
Yeah.
We can see that she's fine. And this is why I tell a lot of young guys, like, if you think she's fine, try to go have sex with her. Like, be safe. But I want you to have sex with her so that you realize a whole is a whole is a whole.
Just try on.
It isn't. It isn't. And I wish we had more time because I would definitely delve into that.
No. I think we agree. We can do that on the next show. But yeah. I think we agree. What I'm saying is just because she's fine, it's a hole that's going to get lubricated and wet. That doesn't mean the sex is going to be good. Now, that's different. Right. But
yeah,
these all have the same methodical processes. Mm-hmm. Right. Some may get wetter than the others. Some may be tighter than the others. But you'll find then also that the connection, though, may not come from the finest chick.
Sure.
And you may be like, damn, like, I'm so connected to this one chick that is not, quote unquote, the finest. And then she becomes she's all that. Right.
Yeah,
she
and goes don't be the afraid channel. Of that. Either.
I wouldn't even. Yeah, I wouldn't even go there. I would want to ask you guys. Do you think that guys can have a really? I already know you guys' answer. We talked about it. In that sense, do you think a guy could actually explore something long term and get married to a woman based on her personality?
Not yes and no. Like, she can't be unattractive to me though.
Yeah,
she ain't got to be the most like drop dead. Like,
she can be a six.
No, she still need to be an eight. I got standards. Goddamn it!
I don't believe that, Michelangelo.
What the fuck you mean?
You don't think
you've seen the chicks that I date? What do you? What,
hold like, on, hold on, don't, hold on, don't hold on, hold on, me, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. I'm not trying you, homie. Okay, and don't ever talk to me like that again. Like, you seen the bitches I put work into? Listen,
that's what you like, though.
right.
Okay.
Everybody,
I think they are hot.
Right,
and vice versa. But she's an eight to me.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, she's an eight to me.
What to me?
She's nine to me.
And that's fine. At the end of the day, it is. It's gonna be what it's gonna be. But We'll revisit this on another show. Thank you guys for joining, as always. Please.
I didn't know they joining, man.
I mean, because they're listening to us.
And if you're on YouTube, make sure that you give us a like, you comment, you subscribe. And if you are on the pod, like, yo, leave some comments. You know you can leave comments on the pod.
Yeah.
So leave us some comments.
And make just sure so you know that the audio and the YouTube are not going to be the same topics, so you guys are getting something different. And hopefully you enjoy it. You continue to enjoy it. Subscribe to everything that we do, and please share it and let us know where we fail. You can comment on that. Where we went wrong on this video.
Right.
Yeah. All of.
If it doesn't look good, if it doesn't sound good, who gives a shit? If it's not interesting, let us know.
Yeah, we give a shit. That's what we want you to comment.
Yeah. So this has been the Aw Man Podcast. I am the Tony Davis.
Michael Andrew the Brand.
And I'm Wayne. Hashtag Aw Man.
We out this bitch.
Yep.